You're listening to Vatican Radio. Pope Francis on Monday spoke of the importance of taking stock of what is in people's hearts and lives instead of only taking the law into account. During his homily at morning mass in the Casa Santa Marta, the Pope spoke of the doctors of the law whom he said pass judgment with their hearts closed to God and to prophecy. All that mattered to them, he explained, was to uphold the law. Pope Francis was reflecting on the reading from the Acts of the Apostles, in which the doctors of the law accuse Stephen of speaking blasphemous words against Moses and God because they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he spoke. Their hearts closed to God's truth, clutch only at the truth of the law, taking it by the letter, and do not find outlets other than in lies, false witness, and death, he said. And pointing out that Jesus had reprimanded the doctors of the law for their attitude, the Pope said they wash their hands of everything and judge themselves pure. But, he continued, their hearts closed to God's word are closed to truth and to God's messenger who brings the prophecy, so that God's people may go forward. He mentioned Judas, who repented but was turned away and ended up hanging himself. The life of a person did not matter to them, the Pope observed. They did not care about Judas's repentance. All they cared about was the law.
La storia ci parla di tanta gente.
He said that the history of the Church tells us of many people who were judged and killed, although they were innocent, judged according to the Word of God, against the Word of God.
Pensiamo alla caccia delle streghe o Santa Giovanna d'Arco, ma tanti.
Let's think of witch hunts or of Saint Joan of Arc, the Pope said, and of many others who were burnt to death, condemned because, according to the judges, they were not in line with the Word of God. He concluded saying, let us ask the Lord to look to the large and to the small follies of our hearts, to caress us gently and to help us understand. I'm Linda Bordoni.